Hello, hello, and welcome to the very first inaugural episode of Little Bird Told Me. On this podcast, we'll be solving a problem that many people have, dry music playlists. I'll be in the middle of making a playlist, and I think it's going well. I'm picking good songs, then bam! I realize that all of the songs on it are from 2016, and that I've listened to all of them at least 20 times. So, that segues into why this podcast was made. To refresh your playlist with new and old songs from across all genres. Each week, I will have two of my picks and one highlighted song chosen by another person. This person will serve as my little birdie, introducing and chatting with me about the song that they picked. This week, my very first guest on this podcast will be
Avery Thorpe.
All right, so Avery has told me about this new song. It's called Wildfire by Mia Vale and James Mercy, released July 31st, 2017. Here it is.
Ooh, they think I've got no reason to give myself a right to share what I believe in. Ooh, they say I've got an issue, always on the edge, cause I don't trust. But I don't need your word on what I'm into. A freak into my ego, forbidden if I make it.
It's like a very dancey kind of song that like you can play in your car and with your friends, and it's nice.
Yeah, it's really vibey.
Jam out too, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I could see some like head bath into the song for sure. So Avery, how did you find this song?
So I was searching through Spotify and they have a bunch of different playlists. I think this one's from like Essential Indie or something like that. And it was good, so I just added it to my playlist, and it's been in my September playlist.
All right, well, thank you so much, Avery, for sharing this awesome music. Hopefully the people listening can add it to their next playlist.
Thank you.
All right, so let's hop right on over to my picks. My very first pick is Change by the Young Vanes, released April 6th of 2010.
She was acting pretty, thought she owned the city. Someone should have told her that pretty ain't a job. And now she makes some money.
All right, great song to kick it off in the rock genre. So this song is for all of the Panic at the Disco or Beatles fans out there. This rock band was formed in 2009 by former Panic at the Disco members Ryan Ross and John Walker. So they made one killer album together, and they had a ton of retro Beatles-like influences, and then they announced on Twitter, actually, that they were breaking up. Such a sad and kind of weird end, but the one album that they made is so great. If you listen to the lyrics especially, they are very killer. Here's a little dramatic poetry reading of the first line. She was acting pretty, thought she owned the city. Someone should have told her that pretty ain't a job. Love it. Also, pretty sick roast to the song this girl is for. Ouch. All right, the third and final song is going to be Tough by singer-songwriter Louis Capaldi. Released June 8th, 2018.
Every little part of me is holding on to every little piece of you. Is holding on to every drop of blood you drew. Is holding on to you.
Okay, what a powerhouse of a song. I feel all the feels while listening to that. Oh my goodness. And this song is pretty interesting. The lyrics, they kind of describe a really painful and intense breakup. And they're really beautiful. One YouTube comment, I like this one, describes it like poetry. I think that's fitting. So It's really intense, yet the little tritone of the guitar, the dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, makes the song seem kind of more laid back, more chill, and mixes the two different feelings. And man, also the raspiness in his voice makes the song very unique and sets him apart as a definite artist to watch. Alrighty, there we have our three new songs. Hopefully you can add these songs straight to your new Jam Out playlist, and tune in soon for the next episode of Little Bird Told Me. Credits go out to Mia Vale and James Mercy, The Young Veins, and Lewis Capaldi. This has been Julia Sweet with 91.3 WHJE.